For the past 20 months, we've all struggled in one way or another as the pandemic has stripped us of the opportunities we associate with normal life. For me, the cornerstones of my college experience, attending in-person classes at the University of Colorado Boulder, participating in social events with my peers and traveling frequently to Seattle, Washington and Coeur d'Alene, ID to visit family, came to a halt during this time, causing me to feel disconnected and despondent. Although the pandemic isn't over, this Thanksgiving, I'm shifting my focus and giving thanks for the opportunities I have been able to experience recently. This summer, I landed an internship writing for the Longmont Leader, a role that has taught me invaluable lessons in life, the professional world and the field of journalism. In addition to the experience itself, I am incredibly thankful for the other members of the Leader's newsroom, Macy May, Monty Whaley and Matt Mayenpaugh, for providing me with copious guidance and encouragement as I learn what it means to be a journalist. I'm thankful for CU Boulder and the education it's imparted to me since 2018. I'm especially grateful for the opportunity to spend my last two semesters of college, this fall and next spring, attending in-person classes. A special thanks to every one of my professors throughout the past 3 years, you are all more patient and selfless than I will ever be. Special thanks are also in order for my close friends who provide me with continuous support in my professional and academic endeavors, and, once in a while, convince me to act my own age and engage in social activities. Following months of strictly FaceTiming, I recently had the opportunity to travel to Seattle and spend quality time with my family. Now and forever, I'm thankful for my mom and older brother who also act as my best friends, as well as for my precious grandparents and their health. Today, I'm writing this letter from my hometown, Coeur d'Alene, where, thankfully, I have the opportunity to spend Thanksgiving in the company of my father and my dog, Otto. As I reflect on the past year, I'm truly reminded of all the things to be thankful for, even when the light at the end of the tunnel seems dim. I hope the holiday season will bring health and happiness to you and yours this holiday season.